The Bible tells us something in Psalms 127 that children are a gift from God. The Bible says they're a heritage from the Lord. A heritage. Parents have an awesome responsibility. They're to bring them up in the training, the nurture, and admonition of the Lord. Moses, right before the children of Israel enter the promised land, gives a directive to parents, and it's an important one. We find it in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you can follow along. These are some important verses. Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to begin in verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. These are to be in your heart. And you're to teach them to your children, and he says, do it diligently. And he says, take every opportunity when you rise up, when you sit down, when you walk. Whether you're in your house, out of your house, doesn't make any difference. Every opportunity, use it to teach your children these principles, these commands. That's how critical it is. And he says, I want you to bind them as a sign on your hand, and they should be as frontlets between your eyes. You know, the Jewish people would often wear, have a little box on their forehead, and within the little box that they would wear, it would be. He says, do that. Now that's quite a directive. That's what parents are to do. So what should parents teach them? What should parents need to teach their children to believe? My children are out of the household. They're on their own now And they'll be teaching their own children. But parents, if you still have children in your home, there are things you need to be teaching them. First of all, about the very nature of God. Certainly the most important. Who is God? What is He like? Make sure your children are taught that God is eternal. The Bible says He inhabits eternity, Isaiah 57:15. He inhabits eternity. You might say that's where He lives. The Bible calls Him the High and Lofty One. Teach them that God is faithful. If you're still in Deuteronomy, the very next chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says this about God. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keeps His commandments. Teach your children that God is faithful, that God can be trusted, that He is worthy of their trust. When you have a chance to teach your children, teach them that about God. That He is worthy. You can lean on God when you can't lean on people in the world. Sometimes people in the world aren't reliable and aren't trustworthy. But teach your children that God is. That He is reliable. That He is trustworthy. That He's faithful. Make sure your children grow up knowing that. Also, make sure you teach your children that God loves them and wants them to be saved. from the earliest ages, from the earliest time, teach them that God loves them and wants them to be saved. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 4. He desires all people to be saved. Make sure your children grow up knowing that about God. He truly wants them to spend eternity with Him in heaven. Make sure you teach your children to believe God knows what is best for them. Sometimes parents don't know what's best, but God always knows what's best. Teach your children that that's what God wants for them. He wants what's best for them. And He loves them so much that He's given them instructions. For everything that comes up in life, make sure they understand they can go here. They can go here. He's left instructions for them. That's how much He loved them. That He left it for them. He wants them to have the greatest blessings and, of course, eternal life. John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus is talking and says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Teach your children that as they grow up. That's how much God loves them and wants them to have a good life. And teach them to believe God will care for them all of their lives. Teach them Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. You know, that's very familiar, and many of you could probably quote it, but let's go there and read it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus is a little over halfway through with His Sermon on the Mount, and He says in verse 33 of the 6th chapter of Matthew, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." What are these things? Well, the things He's just talked about. Food and clothing, you know, shelter. Teach them that God will take care of them. They need to do first to seek God and His righteousness. Teach them those things about who God is. If you want them to know who God is and what He's like and His qualities and characteristics, don't expect them to learn them from the world. Have them learn them from you. What do you need to teach them about who they are? About their nature, the nature of man. Why is that important? Because what my children and your children believe about people is what they're going to believe about themselves, because they're people. So what do they believe about their nature? First of all, let's read Genesis chapter 1. This, I think, is one of the most important things that children need to learn as they grow up. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. This, of course, is about the creation of man. Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Teach them that they are special. They're created in the image of God. Nothing else that God created was said to be created in the image of God, in His likeness. Certainly not what God looks like, but His qualities, His characteristics, His nature. He says, let us make man in our likeness, our image. Teach your children that they're not like animals or plants or anything else. They're a unique creation. Teach them that from an early age. That's how important it is. What should be the outcome of that? Well, if they truly believe that they're made in the image of God, and so is everyone else, then this should cause them to respect other people. Because when they see other people, they're seeing someone made in the image of God. So they see that they are special. They have worth. Also teach your children what Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 says about all of us. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Solomon is almost through with his examination of life and what's important. He says in verse 7 of the 12th chapter, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." The New Testament says that God is the Father of our eternal spirit. He's the one that gave us an eternal spirit. So whenever we look at someone else, we need to understand, and you need to teach your children, that that person will spend eternity somewhere. Everybody they meet, their friends, people they work with, they're all going to spend eternity somewhere, every one of them. So teach your children from an early age that they have an immortal soul. And just as importantly, teach your children from an early age that they're accountable to God. They're accountable to God. You know, you teach them from an early age that they're accountable to you. And they are. Romans chapter 14, verse 12 tells us this. Romans 14, verse 12. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration, said these words, "So then each of us," that doesn't leave anybody out, "so then each of us shall give account of himself to God." Each of us. Teach your children that there is that time coming. Going back one more time to Ecclesiastes, read with me two verses there. Beginning in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Verse 9 says of the 11th chapter, "Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these God will bring you into judgment." Children need to be taught, and of course, more deeply, the older they get, that the time they live on earth is the time that prepares them for the next life. And that they only have one life. They only have one life. Make the most of it. Live it for God. And then in chapter 12, notice what he says in the 12th chapter, the very beginning of verse 1. "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" Teach them from a young age. Teach them from a young age. And then, teach them about the world. You need to teach your children about the world, because if you let the world teach them about the world, they won't learn what it's all about. They won't. Teach your children from a young age that God created this world and keeps it going by His power. And whenever He decides that it's over, it's going to be over. And mankind won't have anything to do with it. It's all in God's power and His judgment. The prophet Jeremiah put it in these words in Jeremiah chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 12. Jeremiah 10, verse 12. And talking about God, this is what he says in verse 12 of the 10th chapter. In referring to God, he has made the earth by his power. He's established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. And he keeps it going by the word of his power. He keeps it going. Yeah, man can't do anything about it. Man couldn't any more destroy this world if he wanted to. Because God is the one that keeps it going by his power. Teach your children that from an early age. Because they will get the wrong idea if they get it from the world. Teach your children to hate evil and wickedness. Also teach them that this world will one day pass away. This world will one day pass away. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter emphasizes that a number of times. That this world will soon be gone. In 2 Peter chapter 3, notice what he says in verse 7. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Peter talks about the world and its destruction. He says this, "But the heavens and the earth which are now," these right now, the ones we're living in right now, "are preserved by the same word." God's preserving this world. He's keeping it going. He's preserving it. "And these same heavens are reserved for fire until they the judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Whenever that is, this world is going to be destroyed. So don't worry about laying up earthly treasures. Jesus says, don't spend your life laying up treasures on earth. If you do, what happens? Moth and rust, thieves will destroy. But he says, rather, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, because no one can destroy those. "And teach your children that Christ died for all people in the world, and they need to do all they can to lead them to Christ." Do all they can to lead them to Christ. Yes, parents have a responsibility. The poet Coleridge was visited by a man who had a theory about raising children. He stated, "I believe children should be given a free rein to think and act, and thus learn at an early age to make their own decisions. This is the only way they can grow into their full potential." Well, Coleridge made no comment, but simply led the man to his garden. "Come see my flower garden," he said. Well, the opinionated visitor took one look at the overgrown garden and remarked, "Well, that's nothing but a yard full of weeds." The wise poet declared, "He used to be filled with roses, but this year I thought I'd let the garden grow as it willed without tending to it, and this is the result." Children, like gardens, will not automatically flourish. They need daily attention and care. There was an experiment done by child psychologists that I think is very interesting. The thought was that children need free rein, freedom. And they thought that fences on playgrounds were a bad idea. So they removed them. What do you think the children did? They were afraid. The children all huddled toward the middle of the playground, as far away from where the fences were as possible. They didn't play much. They were very scared. Well, they put the fences back, and the children started to play again. Children need boundaries. Children need boundaries. Parents, if you want your children to grow up to be faithful, you have to be faithful. You cannot rear children to be something you're not. It just doesn't work. It won't work. And children have to be taught the Bible on a regular basis. You know, not haphazardly or occasionally, but regularly. And teach them to reason from the Scriptures. Teach them to reason from the Scriptures. Yes, children are a heritage from the Lord. The Bible says they're a gift from God. And where we are given them, we have a great responsibility to bring them up in the nurture, the training, the admonition of the Lord. Of all the people we want to be with us in heaven, it's going to be our children. And we need to do everything we can to help them reach those gates. This morning, we need to think seriously about our relationship with God. First of all, do we have one? Do we have a relationship with God? Have we had our sins washed away? And if we have, how are we walking? Are we walking in the light? Do we need prayers? And if we do, we want you to come this morning as we stand and sing this invitation song.